The rooftop pea patch known as Up Garden came about by necessity. In 2008, a voter-approved Parks and Green Spaces levy specifically called out the Queen Anne neighborhood for a new community garden. But Lower Queen Anne, where the city wanted to put one, is so densely populated, says Seattle's pea patch coordinator Laura Raymond, it was a struggle to find a suitable spot.
There's just not very much vacant land, and the land that might have been possible was well beyond our budget to purchase.
But there were several parking garages, and one of the largest ones is owned by the Seattle Center, which was looking to demonstrate sustainable futures as part of its 50th anniversary celebrations. In just 6 months, Up Garden came together just a few blocks north of the Space Needle at 3rd and Mercer.
It's still a functioning parking garage, so it's really kind of a great multi-use space now. We're using a portion of the very top deck, and the garage is huge. It takes up almost two city blocks.
One of the toughest design challenges was structural. It turns out saturated soil can be heavier than parked cars, so they had to create raised beds and put in wide walkways to keep from exceeding weight restrictions. But there's still enough space for nearly 120 garden plots. Susan Costello has worked more than 100 volunteer hours to earn one. As an apartment dweller with no balcony, she's excited to get into gardening. But more than that, she loves the community they're growing.
I mean, you throw together a couple hundred perfect strangers, and we are together, some of us, 3 to 5 days a week for this project.
All the volunteer hours help keep the budget to just $150,000. Up Garden is temporary, though, because Seattle Center's master plan calls for a teardown of the garage it's on in the next 3 to 5 years. But the city says the lessons learned designing it and the community it's built will pay off for future projects. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.